This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Alexandria Cortez, little rich girl that poses as some poor bartender. I already call her a congresswoman because, you know, Republicans basically don't even usually run candidates in New York City against the other person, but they are, and they should, to expose her. She stormed Los Angeles, which, again, is descending into a burning, stinking piles of feces everywhere, heroin needles everywhere, hellhole. A veritable hellhole. She storms into that and then goes down to the border and bitches and complains that there's a fence there. Yeah, lady, the Mexicans got a fence right past that, too. They got a wall on their southern border because Guatemala is even way worse than Mexico. It's a real shame. Mexico's a really neat country and has had some better periods, but corruption set in, so the social compact was broken. And you've got the British aristocracy that controlled America that we kicked out, but they never really kicked out the colonialists out of Mexico. You can look at the photos of her with the Hollywood scum, and she's down there looking all angry and upset through the fence at those meanies. I will offer Cortez $100,000 to her favorite charity if she will go with a cameraman and even a jiu-jitsu fighter, but no weapons because Mexico doesn't allow that, into South Texas across the Rio Grande. And she can pick anywhere, even in the middle of the desert. Or she can do it, you know, right over McAllen. I will give her $100,000 to her charity if she'll go spend one day. But she's got to walk in 2 miles. She's got to turn and walk another 2 miles and then come back another 2 miles. She's got to go walk 6 miles over the Texas-Mexico border. How about over El Paso, where there are tens of thousands of dead bodies they've dug up there, of women mainly, and children, because if the folks don't pay them the money they want, when they shake them down again, they kill them. Oh, and it's not a country boy like Alex Jones wearing a Stetson hat like in Robert Rodriguez's movie shooting pregnant Mexican women in the stomach. That's a movie. That wasn't real. The machete comes along. In the real world, a guy looks like machete. 80% of the women are raped. That's even Amnesty International. 80% are raped. Raped. They're raped. And then, a lot of times, they get put in a shallow grave. So, you're so mad about that fence, lady. You're just such an angel and such a hero trying to break it down for the UN, trying to flood and collapse the country and get as many poor, ignorant people in here as you can to get on a plantation and politically run their lives and control them so you can be the chief. You can be the El Jefe. You can run their lives. Where's the Hispanic lady running for Congress that's free market and says, we don't want to be Venezuela. We don't want to be Cuba. We don't want to be North Korea. I'd vote for her. I'd love it. You know, those women are out there, and the numbers show it. And it's frightening that this is what the media force feeds on everyone. I mean, she is a babbling buffoon, too. She said, you know, we're going to turn the whole country red. We're going to take it back from the Republicans. And I know you're a red at heart, lady. Everything they're doing, if you're a TV viewer, you can see this. Stop. It's too insane. I mean, she really does look completely insane. And $100,000 to Alexandria Cortez if she will go over the El Paso border, go into Mexico, and then not hang out in a little hotel or a rat shack or whatever. I want you to walk into the scrub brush, 6 months, round trip. And let me tell you, there's not a very good chance you don't get kidnapped, and not a good chance that some of the folks you want to open the border up to do some really bad things to you. I hope that doesn't happen. Hell, go to Somalia. You'd like that even more. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And Brandon Tatum is a great patriot, a police officer, SWAT officer, you name it, now working with the Turning Point USA folks and Candace Owens and others are doing a great job. Facebook.com/TatumBug34, YouTube.com/BTCruiser34. He's reached hundreds and hundreds of millions of people. Every one of his videos is getting 5, 10, 15, 20 million views until they shadow banned him. Now they only get a half million, a million. And that's, again, you out there hand sharing them. But he's doing a great job going and speaking at universities about Americanism, capitalism, exceptionalism, and doing a great job. And I wanted to get him on, and I appreciate him coming on. Because what they do is, first they target Sean Hannity and try to get him fired and lie about him. Then they lie about me with Sandy Hook and other stuff and take it out of context and say Alex Jones is bullying kids and doing things I haven't done. And then everybody else gets bullied into going along with it. And that's why, folks have been leaving Fox News who were patriots, is that even Fox News has put major pressure on people behind the scenes to abandon Rush Limbaugh, even to abandon Sean Hannity, to abandon Tucker Carlson. And those people get told. They get told, you better watch what you say and do. And my point in getting into that is that, and Guilfoyle leaving, and I know the inside baseball on that, is that they're making a move on everybody right now. And everybody's saying, oh, well, we just take Alex Jones down. You know, let's take him off for hate speech on YouTube or Facebook or Spotify. They never say what I was taken down for. They say, he beat up a child, Forbes said. They don't show where it was, how it happened. Like any other report would always say, at the corner of this and that, Mr. Jones reportedly did this. They just say, hey, he had some hate video where he chokes a kid and throws him to the ground. No, it was a kid in another state beating people up, hitting adults, and the adult pushes him down. And it's not me. And it was from ABC News, but it doesn't matter. They've taken down, they've blocked live streaming for us, and they say, one more thing, you're banned forever. So that's digital book burning, and now you see Congress people being shadow banned. The president already is shadow banned on Twitter. He's got hundreds of millions of followers. They only let him get like 100,000 people that see it. You have to go to the president's site. So Brandon Tatum's going to ride shotgun with us for the hour to go over all of this. I'm going to play some clips from the Morning Joe and other places where they are, again, saying that I'm suing the Sandy Hook parents. No, they're suing me. And when you sue somebody in Texas, it triggers the law that if you lose when you file the suit, you've got to pay attorney's fees unless the party being sued waives them. I waived them to take the high road, and they said that I sued them. That's next-level deception. And then you get to watch Mr. Himmer. It's told that on the show by the Democrat. He believes it. We have to stop believing these people. You have to demand to see the video or the article. Brandon Tatum, thank you so much for joining us. I plugged Twitter and YouTube, but you're censored more and more. Where's the best place for people to go find you where you can't be censored?
Well, you can. Let me see. I guess I'm censored everywhere right now. I'm developing my website to try to get a more efficient website. But I guess, you know, my Facebook is going to be a go-to thing right now, or YouTube, where you can see all of my videos. And on those two websites, we're trying to develop a avenue where people can go and click through and find specific places to follow and all the information that they need. So we're in a development period, but once we get it all done, that BrandonOTatum.com will be the go-to website.
And again, as Rudge said here 2 years ago in studio, it's time for all of us to move out of these electronic ghettos of Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube and have our own thing. It's hard. It's expensive. Everybody can't do it. But letting them get control of 90% of the web, which they have, really has given them almost checkmate power. And I think Congress needs to start moving against this. What do you think?
No, I agree 100%. I mean, they're censoring our speech. I mean, the people who need quality information from shows like this, from things that we put out on our social media, they're not getting access to this stuff. And it's shameful and it's hurtful to the American people, because on one end, you have fake news, CNN, and these other places that are, that will literally lie to our faces. We cannot trust them. And then when we put out quality stuff with information that is backed empirically, all of these different sources and stuff like that, especially your show, people aren't having access. People tell me all day long, well, Brandon, I don't get notifications anymore. I can't see any of your material. They're banning you. I had a person send me a screenshot of, I can't remember, was it a live stream or not, but it was removed from their page because it was considered spam. And all I was doing on the video was talking about being a victor, not being a victim, and being inspired and believing in yourself. So, I mean, these people are censoring us, and I think that we have to go beyond the social media websites, and that's why I'm trying to develop a more, active page, active website that people can go on and have access to everything that they can see on all my social media, but yet still have access to my email and other personal things that they can communicate with me just in case they shut it all down.
Well, here's an example. I did a video this morning and said, go to the record. We waived attorney's fees. No one ever does that. The media was all there at the Sandy Hook lawsuit yesterday in Austin. And people sent me screenshots where they put out a notice saying that I'm fake news and that I am suing the Sandy Hook parents. I mean, they put that on my video. That's somebody retweeting what happened. They did the same thing on Paul Watson. Scroll down and show TV viewers that. He put a UN document about wanting 600 million migrants in the U.S., officially from the UN. And when you go to PolitiFact, they don't deny it. They just say, well, it's false and misleading because he uses the term revealed. Well, no one knew about this till Paul found it. I mean, Macron said the same thing. So this is just crazy how these so-called fact checkers, they're the frauds.
Right. And it's just like the Nazis would do. They take it and burn books, rewrite history. And they're literally doing this. And this is not, they're not using actual fires. They're not burning actual books. But what they're doing is being deceptive on one of the biggest platforms that have the most influence. They're censoring our stuff and they're burning essentially the books of information that we have. And then they're repackaging them as truth and they're lying to the American people. And I think people have to sit down and ask themselves, why are they doing this? Why in the world are they censoring your show? Your show is probably the most profound show that I've ever seen. I watched it. I got great information. And that's how I was able to understand what Donald Trump was doing, because the news, they were lying about it. The polls, they were lying about his speeches. And this was one of the only shows that gave accurate truth. And not only accurate truth, but it projected into the future of realistic stuff that people could actually tangibly look forward to. And why do they want to censor this stuff? That is the proverbial question. Why? What are they trying to get at? And I think they're trying to get at control. Like the Nazis were doing, like the Democrats were doing back in the day. They were using, you know, the KKK, and they were trying to control America and make it the America that they want it to be. And we're
well,
not
exactly.
having
take,
it. That's why we
take Jim Acosta. There's a clip of this. We'll probably play it later. He's being booed. Everybody's seen that. But then he goes, I'm fact-checking you. We're not fake news. Like, he goes, I'm God. I don't care if you all think we're fake and are booing me, which is your right. You're all violent, and you're going to cause Trump to get somebody hurt when it's the Democrats calling for violence. So just them saying CNN sucks and booing them, their free speech is now bad. And then he goes, I am fact-checking you. You are fake news. It's just like Cuomo on there saying, you're not allowed to read WikiLeaks. Only I'm allowed. So he magic wands and says, that, oh, a crowd telling us they don't like us, you're fake. You don't exist. What you say doesn't matter. This is crazy.
I love what Sarah Sanders said at the press briefing. She said, we not only accept the freedom of press, but the freedom of speech. And these people genuinely believe that it's fake news. And I don't think that it's just an opinion. I think it's facts. CNN has been caught several times doctoring documents, lying about people, using fake sources.
I mean, hell, giving Hillary all the debate questions beforehand and lying about it.
And then they act like it don't exist. They act like we're too stupid to look at any of these things that have been public record. They lied. There's people on TV admitting to giving Hillary Clinton questions. What can they say? They are fake news. They are liars. They are deceiving.
Well, I mean, it's like Acosta and all them saying Trump took out the Martin Luther King bust when it was right there. Or saying, what was the other one? They said that he didn't visit Congressman Scalise. All of it. I mean, they just lie. And now they say, I've got to be taken off air. They can just set the precedent to take me off. We'll all be saved. Brandon Tatum is our guest. He's doing a great job exposing all this. We'll talk more about some of the big issues facing America and the world straight ahead. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Please spread those links. Make Soros really mad.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Lincoln was elected to unite a nation for the first time. The left tried to smear him and went to war with him. Can President Trump and we come together and save America a second time? Death of a Nation is the latest film from number one New York Times bestselling author Dinesh D'Souza and Academy Award-winning producer Gerald R. Molin. Through stunning historical recreations and a searching examination, Death of a Nation cuts through progressive lies to expose hidden history and explosive truths. In theaters nationwide this Friday. More information at deathofanationmovie.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Potty. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know why Brandon Tatum and I are brothers, even though we've never met in person, is because we're Christians. And I don't say that up on some high horse that I'm some perfect guy, I'm a sinner. But in every culture, in every society, you can have a group of Asians, a group of whites, a group of Africans, whatever group it is, and the group that's really Christian will be 10 times more productive. Whether it's in Rwanda or whether it's in Romania or whether it's in Paraguay, it's well known. Everybody else just can't get it together. And so it's Christianity that gets us past tribalism and the New Testament, because the whole Old Testament is everybody killing each other over their tribe. Even people that were genetically almost the same. It's a whole history of that. And Christianity is where you say, no, I have a set of values. I believe in God, the same God. And so that's what unifies us. And we transcend being tribal idiots to the next level, like Martin Luther King talked about. But you look at what the left pushes, it's diametrically opposed to Martin Luther King. 100% 180. Look at this article on InfoWars.com. It's gone viral. I'm sure Snopes or PolitiFact will say it's fake because it's her actual Twitter. New York Times new editorial board member celebrated dumb ass effing white people going extinct. And there's even worse tweets. She says, are white people genetically predisposed to burn faster in the sun, thus logically being only fit to live underground like groveling goblins? It goes on. Let's hear both sides. I mean, this sounds like stuff you'd read on Stormfront about Jews. Horrible, just absolute crap. But, oh, she's Asian, so it's okay. And then they'll go, Jones is anti-Asian. My sister's Corinne Adop, nothing to do with Asians. I talk about China being corrupt. That's the Communist Party. She says, I have the graphs. And then she has the stuff that whites stink and smell like dogs. I mean, this is literally like the worst KKK stuff from like the 30s, but turned around on white people. And then she goes on to say that it's inconvenient truths that, you know, whites are evil and need to go extinct. I mean, this is genocidal stuff. White people have stopped breeding. You'll all go extinct soon. This was my plan all along. And then the devil sign. And again, this is the unifying factor at the universities and these crazy places where it's mainly weird white people. I'm not trying to bash whites, but weird liberals in all the videos. Or give me some muscle. No whites allowed. And it's a white woman saying it at Evergreen College or Missouri State. So joining us is Brandon Tatum, a patriot. A former SWAT team officer, police officer, now working with Turning Point, doing a great job. Viral videos. We're getting into censorship. I did that little 3-minute intro rant. That's just today. And I've got stacks of other articles. I mean, if you flip this around, this is like, this is Nazi. This is exactly what the real Nazis said.
This is exactly what it just played out, repackaged, and put into 2018. There is no way on planet Earth that what this young lady did would be acceptable if she said, remotely said any of that about black people. It's not acceptable to say it about white people. But what I'm saying is the double standard that they have on the left. You can openly hate police officers. You can openly call for the death of police officers and hate white people as much as you want, as long as it's on the left. And what they do is they use propaganda to justify the hatred. They want to call us Nazis. They want to call us the racists so they can be then justified in hating us and wanting to kill us. And it's unacceptable. And these people are literally using brainwashing tactics to put people back on the proverbial plantation. Not just black people.
Everybody.
Not just white people. Everybody. They want everybody to be under their foot. They want to control everything at the top, and they want us subject to that. It's the same thing that the Nazis did. It's the exact same thing being played out in America today.
And by the way, I've got to do a correction. Everything becomes a blur when this stuff's going on. But of course, you have been in studio. I meant before you were ever here in studio, we click, just like with Trump clicking, We know America was an unstoppable engine. I read the CFR reports 30 years ago about we've got to make Americans poor so we control them. Hell, Bill Maher says it on TV now. So I'm not trying to take away Trump's thunder. He's done a great job and has courage. That's his real thing, is having the courage to be persecuted. But all he had to do was get some of their tentacles off her face. I use the tentacle analogy of a face sucker like Alien. And Trump's like trying to get the tentacles off. And the media and everybody else are saying, no, no, no. And we're like, but look, we got oxygen now. We're feeling better. Let's get the other tentacles off. And they're like, no. But what are they going to do as we together, Brandon, all of us, get the tentacles off our neck?
I don't know. I don't know. They have to make drastic measures. They're losing miserably. You know, everybody's waking up. You see the huge walk away movement. That is a movement of all people. Then you have a lot of African Americans who have been brainwashed for years, walking away from the Democratic Party and opening their eyes to reality and truth. You have people like myself and Candace Owens who are going out, and we're dedicated. And there's a lot of others. I'm just speaking of people that I know personally. We're going out and we're informing people. We're giving them information, education, and inspiration that they can go and then disciple other people to come to reality. We're getting unplugged from the matrix, man. And they have to do crazy stuff. Censor us on social media. I wouldn't even be shocked that they wouldn't actually come after us and try to attack us physically. You see them pulling off Trump hats, shooting people at baseball games. I mean, they're just going crazy mad. Because if they don't go crazy mad, if they don't go extreme, they will lose miserably and be vanished from the earth. And I'm not saying physically vanished. I'm saying their ideology will be vanished.
Exactly. Their ideology is dying. Like I said, I'm going to have a showdown with Mueller ideologically, politically. We're going to win the shootout, like the Red River shootout, OU versus UT. It doesn't mean I'm going to shoot him. Everybody knows that. But that's how they spin it. One reason I want to get you on, and I won't play the clips, because if we play them, they say community guidelines and ban us off Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Even though it's been on local news, and even though liberal news had to admit in Portland and San Francisco and everywhere, they're attacking food trucks owned by Hispanic people, Asians, if they serve anyone coming out of the ICE office, and they're calling them N-words everywhere. And then we have these videos out at the Hollywood Star where they were calling the beautiful Joy Avila a N-word over and over again. And then sure enough, I haven't even announced this, on one of our Facebooks, we got not a strike, but they removed it and said, watch what you do 2 days ago for playing them calling her the N-word. So they get to say it. We can't even show what they're doing. And then they act like we've done it.
Yeah, they can't. We're revealing the truth. We're giving it context. They can't have that. They need it to be played out of context, and they need to be able to twist it the way they want to. It is. These people are not picking a group. They hate everybody. They hate black people. They hate Hispanic people. They hate white. If you do not agree with them,
they hate prosperity. They want total control.
Exactly. And they want to kill you. I'm telling you, I think that some of these people want to actually kill you. They just can't. So they beat you to oblivion. They steal your property. They try to set your buildings on fire. They try to ruin your bank accounts. They do it all. They ruin your image. Look what they're doing with President Trump. They're trying to completely destroy him and his entire family. They want him in prison. This is a real deal. And I think people are overlooking the mission that the media has and some of these people on the left have. Their mission is to destroy us. And we have to stand against
that. And they said that on my Twitter, on my Facebook. I should read more of these. They go, you're going to go bankrupt. We're going to destroy you. We're going to get you. I have people walk up in front of my kids and say, F your family, liberals. Because they all have the statement, I had my kids taken, which I didn't. And then they just keep going, F your family. And you're right. Take Bill Maher. He says, I love abortion. I love suicide. I love death. I hate you. I want death. That's a quote. But then they're satanic is what it is. Brandon Tatum is on fire. I'm Alex Jones. He'll be with us on the other side. We've got some key clips coming up.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals.
Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Drugs out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein said the definite of insanity is doing the same thing expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs was crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones. InfoWars.com studios. It's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay.
Brandon Tatum, great patriot, great spirit. Should be joining us in a moment. His Skype dropped. Mark Randazza, who is one of my lawyers and is recognized as one of the top free speech lawyers in the country. is here with me, and we had a big powwow last night. I'm not going to get too much inside baseball here on air, but you were there when we said $1 attorney's fees, because we can't waive our right.
Right.
It comes through the state law. It's state law that if somebody sues you for defamation, then it triggers that the judge could give attorney's fees or whatever. The media spun that I was suing them. You're a lawyer. You can explain, as you were in the courtroom yesterday, and not as my lawyer. That's Enoch, Mark Enoch, whose brother's Supreme Court justice, you name it. And he's one of the top guys. And he says on the facts and the law, 100% were there, as you've said. But then there's all this emotion and media manipulation. But you were there. And explaining this in the law, the law is triggered, just like they have in England, now here in Texas, that if someone sues you for defamation, it could be up to $100,000 in attorney's fees if they lose. The judge decides. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Not exactly.
Okay, well, explain. The point is, right. We went and waived it all. The media is all there, and none of them reported it. Instead, they said, he's suing the poor people.
Right. How an anti-SLAPP law works is we have the American rule. The American rule means that if there's a lawsuit, both parties typically bear their own costs and fees. Unlike Europe, where if you sue somebody and you lose, you have to pay their attorney's fees. Now, what that creates is this perverse incentive if somebody wants to shut you down for exercising your First Amendment rights. The process is the punishment. You just sue the hell out of somebody, and hey, on the eve of trial, you drop it. Or so what if you lose? Because if you've buried them in attorney's fees, you've done the job. Well, recognizing that that was a threat to free speech, certain states, starting with California, started passing anti-SLAPP laws. And an anti-SLAPP law allows you to take a First Amendment case, end it early. You file a special motion, then that case has to be decided right away on what's in the record at that time. And if the defendant wins, the defendant gets their attorney's fees back. So California passed one, Oregon, Washington. I was instrumental in getting one passed in Nevada. I've been working on one for Pennsylvania, Ohio. And Texas passed a pretty powerful one as well. There is no $100,000 limit. In fact, Texas, you not only get your attorney's fees, but the court can also issue sanctions. I mean, there was a case here about 2 years ago where somebody got $1 million.
And let's be clear, no one waives that. We did this.
I have never seen before in the history of an anti-SLAPP case where a defendant invoked the anti-SLAPP law, but then specifically waived their right to fees. Now, you've done that here in Texas. You did that openly yesterday, and also in the Connecticut case that I'm handling for you. We put that in our briefing. And
you think that would be news? No, instead, I'm suing the Sandy Hook parents. Oh, that's right. Oh, my God, that's 2-3 weeks ago, the Connecticut briefing.
Yes.
That I waived it. Oh, and I bet they're going to say I'm suing them with that suit in Connecticut, too.
Well, that's
God, this is just.
That's the dishonesty in the reporting, I think, that people are saying you're suing them for $100,000. You're not suing them for anything. You're the defendant. So that's not how lawsuits work. And anybody who's covered
it's like they come up and punch me in the head or hit me in the head with a tire iron. I go, I won't even block it. Do it again. And they go, he just hit me with a tire iron.
Yeah. It's more like you're hitting the tire iron with your face. So in waiving those fees, what you've done is in this case, you have invoked the anti-SLAPP law to end the case early, but you have not taken advantage of, and you've actually waived one of the key benefits, which is the money. And I think that was a good idea because, nobody wants to. These people lost their kids.
You advised me to do it. Some of the other lawyers didn't. They just said,
Well, let's not talk about what I advise you.
You can't get into it. Yeah.
But I'll just say I think it's a good idea.
But I was told by others, they said, watch, they're not going to report it. In fact, you were in the courtroom. Enoch said when they said Mr. Jones waives the attorney's fees, but so we can still keep the anti-SLAPP right to get it dismissed quicker.
Yeah.
That's the law. $1. And the press went, because they knew they were going to lie. They're still saying today, I'm suing them.
There was a collective groan in the courtroom that I was really surprised at. I wish there had been TV cameras there because, yes, as soon as Mr. Enoch acknowledged that and said, Mr. Jones is waiving anything over and above $1, there was a tone over the courtroom among the people who were there to hate you.
And by the way, their side doesn't want cameras. I'm demanding gavel-to-gavel coverage because how many videos did Enoch show of me apologizing to the families and saying I believe it happened years ago?
Look, what I found in yesterday's presentation there as a spectator, what I found to be very interesting is this was probably the first time that anybody in that courtroom had actually watched InfoWars, had actually seen what you said. And if you watch what you said, and you compare that to what the press has reported that you said, it's as if those two things are happening on two different planets. All right, because I watched that video sitting there in that courtroom end to end, and it, you know, at no point did you in that video say anything like what they've said you said.
I mean, these are the videos they're suing me for.
That's true.
I'm sorry for your kids. I believe they died. That turns into I'm sending troops to their houses.
Yeah, and you know, that was an accusation that was made by the plaintiff yesterday. There was an accusation that you had sent people to somebody's house. And then when we looked into the facts of that, that doesn't seem to be exactly what happened either. But, you know, that's...
Well, was Rob Dew going, look, we're not saying it didn't happen, but why are they delivering food to another school and no food delivered for years? Or why do they say their house is a parking lot in Florida? We weren't saying where their house was.
Look, that's... Yeah, when you look at the actual video, you look at the primary source. I mean, when somebody has something to say to me about a broadcast or a publication, I don't want to look at a news article that tells me what that says. Why don't you provide me a link? I mean, a third-rate blogger would do that, would provide a link to the actual primary source and say, this is what the guy said, click here to see for yourself.
It'd be like saying, I said, hypothetically cover my mouth because I'll edit, to, you know, murder all the Jews or murder all the white people or murder all or N-word.
You
N-word.
Know that's
you would show me saying it. I'm not saying that. Right. They'll do it, yeah, but I'm saying you would. Brandon Tatum, we got your Skype back. God bless you. With us in the next segment. We'll get into this. But you're hearing all this. I see you nodding your head on Skype because you said that's what you've experienced with InfoWars. They say one thing. You go actually see what I said. It's the opposite.
Yeah, man. You know, the funny thing is I have people who were conservatives and people who agree with me on many things. And they say, well, no, Alex Jones says all this. And I say, well, show me the video. You prove to me that he's wrong about something. You can say whatever you want. But I remember watching way before the president was elected. And you were talking about how they were rigging the polls and stuff like that. And people were like, oh, he's just being so dramatic and all this other stuff. And then you see them showing polls of Hillary Clinton up at 90%. And then president won the presidency by a landslide. Somebody's lying and they want to paint it on you. But in fact, these other people are the ones telling lies and you are articulating truths. And if anybody watch any of the stuff that you say, and this is what I tell everybody that watch it, I say, go and you find a clip, you find a point and you prove him wrong. If you can do that, I'll believe you. Other than that, you need to listen and pay attention.
Well, God bless you. And I don't want to make it all about myself, but they're coming for me.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like they're invading a country. It's like every show, every channel. Even Fox?
Look, they're not just coming for you. I mean, that you.
No,
you
I agree.
You
once
are
they
a very
get,
good target.
Once they get me, it's everybody.
You're a very good target because, you know, this is a. It's a propaganda war. And they did not take a lot of conservative voices seriously. You know, and once this election happened, I think that the left freaked out. I mean, I see a lot of people who agree with me politically who say, I can't believe that this happened. How did this happen? And they didn't realize, you know, they might be polling people about...
So now they are taking it serious. Let's talk about that, where we think it's going. Brandon Tatum's our guest.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9-11. Through 9-11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
I'm a highway patrol.
Well, the president is wanting to get the public's intake, the public's view on China's got a $900 billion trade deficit with us, it's estimated. And all Trump wanted was $100 billion. He said, give me something, God. And they said, no. So he said, listen, we're going to have a trade war. So he wants the public's feedback. Next hour, I'm going to get into that. Trump's free trade plan could be his Reagan moment. Tear down that wall. Mr. Gorbachev, you know, how about China? You actually reciprocate a little bit here. I mean, Trump's not asking for that much. He's like, give me something. You know, it's like you go out to dinner with somebody and you go, I'll pay for 90% of the bill, but why don't you get the dessert? And they're like, no, it's totally unreasonable. New York Times admits it hired editor despite knowing about her horrifying racist tweets. So new article, they're not denying that she said white people are evil goblins and need to be exterminated and all this other craziness. Now the New York Times is defending, and Brandon Tatum, great patriot, former police officer, SWAT team guy, now works with Turning Point USA and the great work they're doing. I've got Mark Rondazza riding shotgun with me. Now, let me ask you this, Brandon. Where do you at a gut level think this is ending? Because the economy's turning around. Numbers show that black Americans, Hispanic Americans are double digit from what they were supporting Trump. That's really scaring the left, even skewed polls. Where they oversample Democrats 15 points, show Trump's at 50%. But only 60% voted. So in polls, 50%, I mean, that is 5 points ahead of what Obama had a year and a half into his administration as well. Where do you think we're at, Brandon Tatum?
Well, I think we're headed in the right direction. I think that this is, you know, this comparison came from Dinesh D'Souza's new movie. It's going to come out and everybody can see it for themselves. I don't want to spoil it. But a component of it is that, you know, Abraham Lincoln had a very similar situation where it was up to him at a pivotal moment to change the country forever. Now, it took a while. You know, there was things that were subsequently put into place once African-Americans were freed and things like that. But I think that Trump is doing the same thing. We're watching growth happen. We're watching our image on a worldwide scale increase. Unemployment is down for African-Americans. There's so many jobs out there. We don't have enough qualified people to take those jobs. And I think over time, we're going to see things headed in the right direction. And I think that our decision in 2016 actually saved America. And people may disagree with that, but we are watching things unfold in a historical manner. I mean, especially with the GDP being where it's at, you know, the confidence in this country, America first mentality, all of those things are invaluable to sending people in the right direction or giving America the proper trajectory. And I think that the American people can see what's going on. And in 2020, we want the same results and even better. So I think we're winning this battle. They're just going down, kicking and screaming.
I agree. Everybody likes the winner. And that's why the Hispanic numbers are exploding. Everybody gets it now. I think the facade's imploding, and I agree. The ghost of the Democratic Party, the KKK, all their manipulations, all their evil, they're putting out their full attack right now because it's death throes. But I don't want to be too confident. Mark Randazzo, what do you think?
Look, I don't think the Democratic Party, I mean, I know it's not going to be a popular view in the show, but I don't think the Democratic Party's evil. They just have a different philosophy. You know, their philosophy is to bind people through identity politics and run as a coalition of identity, you know, of identity politics coalition.
That's the opposite of Martin Luther King.
But I agree. And they, you know, but it has worked for them. It's worked for them in certain areas. It definitely works for them in the cities.
Yeah, it'll definitely work to destroy the country, too.
I don't agree with it. You know, but
I'm just saying, I don't think it works for them, because when I went to California, this was depressing. I saw nothing but homeless people scatter in the streets. It smelled like pee and urine, you know, all in the streets. And the funny thing is that downtown L.A. is not majority African-American, yet the majority of the homeless were African-Americans. You know, the crime capital.
Why do African-Americans statistically do worse in Democrat areas?
Well, look at Chicago. Look at Baltimore. The murder capital of the United States of America is run by Democrats. I mean, so if anybody's struggling or if it's detrimental to anybody, and this is historically, the people on the left, their philosophies don't work. The welfare state didn't work for African-Americans. What they're doing in these Democratic-run cities are causing more.
I mean, it makes everybody dependent. We know dependency, whether you spoil your kids or whatever, it destroys people, and it's pure evil. So let me ask you this, Brandon Tatum, and we're going to have our continue in the next hour with another guest joining us. Let me ask you this question. As we see the trance starting to break, at a gut level, how do you think they could grab victory from the jaws of defeat? I'm worried with them saying Trump calling CNN fake news, blood's going to be on your hands, you're going to cause violence. These are the David Gergen, blood on Trump's hands if there's violence. The evil blue blood Republican, David Gergen, really a creepy weirdo. Acosta's saying the same thing. Trump's leading a hate movement against media. No, they're the ones calling for killing him and saying he's a liar. All he does is expose him. So I'm really worried about them staging something or getting some crazy to do something to attack their own people so they can play victim. I mean, at a gut level, as a former police officer, SWAT team guy, what are you and your smart friends that look into these things? I mean, what type of tricks are they going to play? Because we know the left's always staging attacks on themselves.
I think they're definitely setting themselves up to have an excuse in case something like this happens to then further push propaganda. But I think that the American people, we aren't that stupid. We listen to what they're saying. Even people that disagree with you and I, Alex, or disagree with what's going on in the show, they can see people holding bloody heads of President Donald Trump. They can see the lies and manipulation. They can see money in their bank accounts. They can see that since he's become president, homosexuals haven't lost rights. Women aren't doing poorly. African-American people aren't going back to Africa and returning to slavery. I mean, we are not stupid. That's why he won.
Oh, I forgot they said that about Trump. They said he was going to bring slavery back.
Right.
That's going to be quite a challenge.
I can't believe that 40 years ago, when he got control of golf courses, there were still golf courses that blacks and Jews couldn't go to. Trump's the one that did all that. That's why the rappers all loved him. Then they turned it around that he's going to send black people to Africa.
Look, before he got elected, the predictions of what was going to happen when he got elected, this Fourth Reich that was going to happen. I mean, I remember, I had a lot of Jewish friends who were saying, oh, we're very scared about how anti-Semitic he is. Anti-Semitic? This guy is probably the most pro-Israel president we've ever had.
That's what I mean. It's like Brandon said, it's all upside down. Brandon, in closing, where do you think this is going then? I keep asking that because it's just crazy.
Well, I really believe that God is in control of this. I don't think President Trump is the president by happenstance. You know, he shouldn't have been the president, given all the attacks and the government against him, the FBI. I mean, he shouldn't be the president, but I think God intervened because God wanted us to have a country that is prosperous, that he wants us to have a country that understands him and believes in who he is. And I think that he's going to control some of these things and God is going to make it better for us. But we got to go through the war. It's going to be a fight. You know, just like Jesus got, they believe they killed him, but he rose on the third day. So I think that there's light at the end of the tunnel and that God is in control and he's going to make everything better. But we're going to have to go through a fight first.
Brandon, I totally agree with you. And just like Nineveh, they took the reprieve for 100 years and got it. Some people didn't. The prophet came, and I'm not saying he's a, you know what I mean. God's given us a chance. Here's prosperity to make it better. Come together. You know, Martin Luther King type ideas, really classical liberal ideas. Or if we reject Trump, I think that's when the judgment happens. I don't think we're out of the woods. I think we're being given the chance, being shown things can be better. And I think if we don't take this, we're going to lose everything.
I agree 100%. I agree 100%.
Can't you feel it, too? Like, the energy in the country is so, like, it's good and bad. It's, like, really strong.
Well, I'll tell you this, man. I was walking around LAX. I just came from L.A., and I had my Make America Great Again hat on. And the funny thing is, and, you hear, I don't know if it's because of my black privilege or not, but nobody attacked me. Nobody said anything to me except one lady, and she told me she loved my hat, and it's very brave for me to do what I did. So I don't know what mythical scariness that they're trying to portray, but by and large, if you are on boots on the ground type mentality, people aren't as stupid as they're trying to make us think. People aren't as openly hateful as they try to put together in clips and videos. So I honestly believe that most people, and half of America didn't even vote this time around, but I think most people are either in the middle or they're starting to wake up to realizing that this is just absolutely ridiculous.
And that's why the Democrats are panicking.
That's why they have to use somebody like LeBron James. This is what they want to do. See, back in the day during slavery, they would hold the biggest, strongest slave. They will beat him and they'll push him in front of the crowd and say, if you disagree, this is what's going to happen to you. We will break your will. So that what they do now psychologically is they put one of the most powerful influencers in the entire country. They put him on and they say, no matter, because this is what he said, no matter how big you get, you still are the N-word. You still black. They will still hold you down. They just put that man in front of everybody in America and threaten them and show them that you, no matter how big you get in this country, no matter how free you are, we still control you. This is what they're doing to our brains, and we're not having it. And people like me are going to stand up against it.
Well, Mr. Tatum, you are on fire. We look forward to having you back on very, very, very soon. Everybody should follow what you're doing right now at BrandonTatum.com. God bless you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them to the library, to give them to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.